you'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
There are 5 trips every month, so 5 has been written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest, and also which offer a variety of shopping, because our students always ask about that. And then we go for ones where we know there are guided tours, because this gives a good focus for the visit.
Do you travel far?
Well, we're lucky here, obviously, because we're able to say that all our visits are less than 3 hours' drive.
How much do they cost?
Again, it varies. Between £5 and £15 a head, depending on distance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we do offer to arrange special trips if, you know, there are more than 12 people.
Oh, right. I'll keep that in mind. And what are the times normally?
We try to keep it pretty fixed so that students get to know the pattern. We leave at 8:30 a.m. and return at 6 p.m. We figure it's best to keep the day fairly short.
Oh, yes. And how do we reserve a place?
You sign your name on the notice board. Do you know where it is?
Uh-huh. I saw it this morning.
And we do ask that you sign up 3 days in advance, so we know we've got enough people interested to run it, and we can cancel if necessary, with full refund, of course.
That's fine. Thanks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
And what visits are planned for this term?
Right, well, I'm afraid the schedule hasn't been printed out yet, but we have confirmed the dates and planned the optional extra visits, which you can also book in advance if you want to.
Oh, that's all right. If you can just give some idea of the weekend ones, so I can... You know, work out when to see friends, etc.
Oh, sure. Well, the first one is St. Ives. That's on the 13th of February, and we'll have only 16 places available, because we're going by minibus. And that's a day in town with the optional extra of visiting the Hepworth Museum.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
Then there's a London trip on the 16th of February, and we'll be taking a medium-sized coach, so there'll be 45 places on that. And let's see, the optional extra is the Tower of London.
Oh, I've already been there.
Yeah. After that, there's Bristol on the 3rd of March.
Where?
Bristol. B-R-I-S-T-O-L.
OK.
That's in a different minibus with 18 places available. Oh, and the optional extra is a visit to the SS Great Britain.
OK.
We're going to Salisbury on the 18th of March, and that's always a popular one because the optional extra is Stonehenge.
Ah.
So we're taking the large coach with 50 seats.
Oh, good.
And then the last one is to Bath on the 23rd of March.
Oh, yes. Is Bath the Roman city?
Yes, that's right. And that's in the 16-seater minibus.
And where's the optional visit?
It's to the American Museum. Well worth a visit.
OK, well, that's great. Thanks for all that.
My pleasure. Oh, by the way, if you want more information about any of the trips, have a look in the student newspaper.
Okay.
Or have a word with my assistant. Her name is Jane Yentob. That's Yentob.
Right, I've got that. Thank you very much for all your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy the trips.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Section two. You'll hear a tour guide giving a talk about a museum centre called Riverside Industrial Village. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 13. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 13.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Riverside Industrial Village. To start your visit, I'm just going to give you a brief account of the history of the museum before letting you roam about on your own. I won't keep you long, okay? Now, from where we're standing, you've got a good view of the river over there. And it was because of this fast-flowing water that this site was a natural place for manufacturing works. The water and the availability of raw materials in the area, like minerals and iron ore, and also the abundance of local fuels like coal and firewood, all made this site suitable for industry from a very early time. Water was the main source of power for the early industries, and some of the water wheels were first established in the 12th century, would you believe? At that time, local craftsmen first built an iron forge just behind the village here on the bend in the river. By the 17th and 18th centuries, the region's rivers supported more than 160 water mills, and many of these continued to operate well into the 19th century. But then the steam engine was invented. And then the railways came, and the centres of industry were able to move away from the rivers and the countryside and into the towns. So industrial villages like this one became very rare. So, that's the history for you. If you'd like any more information, you can ask me some questions, or you can read further in our excellent guidebook.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 14 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 14 to 20.
Now, I'm going to give you a plan of the site, and I'd just like to point out where everything is, and then you can take a look at everything for yourself. I've already pointed out the river, which is on the left, and of course, running along the bottom is Woodside Road. Got it? Okay. Now, we're standing at the entrance. See it at the bottom? And immediately to our right is the ticket office. You won't need that, because you've got your group booking. But just past it are the toilets. Always good to know where they are. In front of us is the car park, as you can see. And to the left, by the entry gate, is the gift shop. That's where you can get copies of the guide, like this one here. Now, beyond the car park, All the buildings are arranged in a half circle with a yard in the middle. The big stone building at the top is the main workshop. That's where the furnace is and where all the metal was smelted and the tools were cast, as you'll be able to see. Now, in the top right-hand corner, that building with bigger windows is the showroom, where samples of all the tools that were made through the ages are on display. In the top left corner is the grinding shop, where the tools were sharpened and finished. And on one side of that, you can see the engine room, and on the other is the cafe, which isn't an antique, you'll be pleased to know, though they do serve very nice old-fashioned teas. The row of buildings you can see on the left are the cottages. These were built for the workers towards the end of the 18th century, and they're still furnished from that period, so you can get a good idea of ordinary people's living conditions. Across the yard from them, you can see the stables, where the horses were kept for transporting the products. And the separate building in front of them is the works office, and that still has some of the old accounts on display. Right, if anyone wants a guided tour, then I'm starting at the engine room. If you'd like to come along this way, please, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.